Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much for joining me. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in today's episode, I'm going to reveal something that I get asked time and time again. And it's, Emma, what's in your makeup bag? Like, right now. And it's true, I get asked an awful lot. What's in your makeup bag? What products are you using right now? Now, if you're new to the show, maybe you've been tuning in to hashtag a pod a day in May. You may be thinking, hang on a tick. I thought this podcast was all about wellness and health or inspiring guests and the books that will change your life. And you're not wrong. But if you don't know my background, I was a magazine beauty editor for 15 years before moving into podcasting and freelance journalism. I am still very much entrenched in the beauty industry, in the magazine world, and so get to try things before they launch, work with brands on new product development, and have probably tried, swatched, or seen inside a product before or as it hits the shelves. I've been very lucky to go into labs. I've seen a lipstick before it's a lipstick. It's a wonderful place to be. I am also a very low-level trained makeup artist, meaning I did the training. It was a 3-day course. It was amazing. But I do it for friends, and I apologize if need be. I've never had to, but, you know, it's always good to have that caveat. But that's why I feel very confident talking about skincare and makeup, and why I'm very happy to share the contents of my current makeup bag and why I think these products are so good. And in all seriousness, I take my role as somebody in the beauty industry, a content creator, very, very seriously. If you listen to this podcast regularly, you'll know that I would hate to steer you in the wrong direction, make you spend money that you don't need to spend. I will always, always be on your side and try to get the best product into your hands. So, first things first, the bag itself is just as important as the contents. Now, I've never been a fan of a top opening zip bag. You know what I mean, like a pouch or a coin purse, but big. I have much preferred a zipped travel bag, the ones that lie flat and open around so you flip open the top to reveal what's inside. The best one, honestly, that I found, and trust me, I've used a lot, I have in my stores because it was gifted, not because I paid my actual money for it, an Anya Hein March one, which is absolutely brilliant. It's no longer available, so there's no point me really talking about it, but the best one that's currently on the market for my money, and I would spend my money on it, is the travel bag from Space NK. It's £24. It's wonderful because it's transparent and you can get either, so it's clear, but the edges are either black or their leather is sort of, well, I don't know if they are, they're probably a faux leathery type situation, but you can get black, you can get pink, you can get gold, you can get green, you can get blue. And they are just so, so brilliant. And they're the perfect size. For my makeup, I use the black bag currently for everything. But I'm seriously considering getting the gold for my various highlighters and bronzers and lotions and tanning products. And the blue for my main eye products. Or maybe I should use the green, seeing as I have green eyes. Anyway, you see what I mean? The choices are endless, but all in good time. Right now, I'm just using the black travel bag, £24 from Space NK, and it's amazing. It's amazing. The reason why I like these bags is because they have a limit and they lend themselves far more easily to tidiness than cloth zip pouches. When I say they have a limit, you can only fill them a certain amount in order to get that zip to close smoothly and nicely, and for it to remain in that lovely sort of boxy type formation, because you don't want it to become misshapen. When I moved home recently, I was pretty taken aback at how many I had in various storage units. And when I say how many I had, I mean how many of those top opening wallet sort of pouch style makeup bags that are essentially flat when closed and empty. But if as soon as you put things in, they obviously bulk out. I had so many that were rammed with brushes or beauty products that I'd put in a safe place. And listeners, I'm doing air quotes with my fingers and I know that doesn't translate, so I just am going to tell you. But I'd put in a safe place and I'd completely forgotten about them. Honestly, I found some amazing brushes and some products that I'd really, really forgotten about. Out of sight, out of mind. With these sorts of flip open pouches where you can sort of slot things together like Tetris, you know, put your lipstick on that side so you can fit your bronzing compact there and then you put your eyeshadows there. It's a lovely experience using those nice travel wallets with the flip up. Anyway, full disclosure, this makeup bag, the contents that I'm about to describe to you, is a very low maintenance makeup bag, because if you've been listening to the pod a day, mate, you'll know I moved recently, and although I'm settled, and trust me, it doesn't look like I just moved in because I didn't want it to. Every cardboard box is gone, everything is in its place, it's fabulous. But there is a little bit of organisation in the beauty department that needs to happen, because I haven't yet figured out what my new storage solutions for beauty are going to be in my bathroom or in my bedroom, because obviously I've got a lot, sorry. So I have stripped it back to basics because I feel like that's the easiest way. Everything in the interim, I can just put everything in boxes, stick it in my office, in cupboards, and then I will take things out as and when I can organise them. But that means it's actually quite a good time to look in my makeup bag. Because trust me, I will not tolerate anything that doesn't perform. If I'm only going to have a handful of products, you better deliver. And trust me, I'm a tough mistress when it comes to beauty products. So it's one product for concealer and foundation at the moment, just one. And it's the Bare Minerals Complete Coverage Serum Concealer. Now the UK price is £24. It's not an inexpensive product. It's a wand. It looks like a lip gloss. It's small, but hear me out. It gives excellent coverage, especially around the eyes. And because it's a serum base and the texture is incredibly comfortable, it blends like a dream. If I dot on the inner corner of my eye, where I get most of my discoloration around my eyes, a little bit under my eye, a dot either side of my nose and two dots on my chin, I can blend those out using a Real Techniques Expert face brush or the Real Techniques Expert concealer brush. And it evens out my skin tone so effortlessly. It means I don't have to then put on a separate foundation. So that's, if I'm talking to somebody who's looking to invest, that's how I would justify the cost. If you like a light base, but you want coverage, this is a great, great product. Although let's face it, it is possible to find a concealer and a foundation that come in at well under £24. But I do think this has coverage and texture going for it above and beyond some other combinations that I could talk about. I tend to get red around my nose. I really do. Also, full disclosure, I have eaten a lot of chili this week and that makes my face a bit redder. Have you ever noticed that, by the way? By the way, if you suffer with anxiety, if you have any kind of anxiety-related issues, steer clear of spicy food. I once had a facial with Vishali and it was so enlightening, and it was when my anxiety was at peak. And she said, get rid, start eating melon, cucumber, cool things, stop putting chili. I was craving taste, I was craving flavour. I'm really going off on a tangent here, I apologise. I was craving flavour, I was craving spice. And she said, please, please don't, because it's actually exacerbating everything. And she looked at my skin and she said, are you eating a lot of spicy food? Are you eating a lot of chili? It was very interesting that she could see. And then she said, and are you stressed? Are you anxious? So anyway, that's a slight side note. But if I tend to get red around my nose, as I said, and this can be related to anxiety or stress, and this one concealer, and it literally is a dot on either side of my nose and then maybe at the top of my nose and blend down, it blocks the redness out in a way that makes it look like my skin just doesn't go red around my nose, which I think is better than the appearance of blocking out red. It just looks like my skin is amazing. It really is a fantastic, fantastic concealer. It is up there. It is expensive. The texture is very thin. But trust me, that coverage is really sound. I really, really rate it. For eyes, I've been using the Mali Beauty Muted Eyeshadow Palette in Inspire, and that's $29. And the malibeauty.com is the main stockist. You can get it wherever you might be listening, the UK, Australia, China, it is available. But in the US, the price is $29. And because it has a mix of shades from shimmery taupes to satin nudes to matte browns, there's also a gorgeous purple in there that has a little bit of shimmer running through, but not loads. And this really gorgeous, warm, wearable coral that makes my green eyes go, I can get a lot of wear and variety out of this palette. I am the opposite of monogamous when it comes to makeup. And every day I like the idea of using something different, something new, or trying something a little out of the ordinary. I also have the benefit of having an office full of beauty products. But even if I didn't have that, I would want to do something a little bit different every day. This palette allows me to play and it doesn't get boring. I can do a wash of colour very, very easily, like use a fluffy eyeshadow brush and just get maybe the coral and just give a really light sheer dusting, put a bit of liner on and boom, I'm gone. Or I can build a really smoky eye and it doesn't let me down. Mali is an incredible makeup artist. She's been on this show. I have a lot of time for her professionally, but I also like her very much personally. She's worked with incredible stars. Her makeup has probably been on the cover of magazines that you've read or in the advertising spreads that you've seen in magazines. She's worked with Beyonce. It's all over her feed. It's no secret. So it's no surprise to me, no surprise at all, that she can curate such amazing, amazing yet wearable makeup palettes. She also has a range coming out with RuPaul, and I'm very excited about that. But let's park that for another episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, still on eyes, I alternate between two mascaras at the moment, or I layer them, depending on how big I want to go. One is the Milk Makeup Kush Mascara, which is £20.50 in the UK. But because I'm really loving this formula and I think it's worth that extra spend, it's worth going outside of the high street for this. It's quite wet. It has a gorgeous, thick, bristly brush that captures a lot of product. So when you take it onto your lashes, your lashes have no option. They're like, do you know what? I'm just going to let it happen. It is just loads and loads of pigment and waxy pigment. It's gorgeous. It coats those big full lashes beautifully. It coats lashes and gives you the appearance of bigger, bolder, volumized lashes. It's brilliant. And you can layer it as well. And you can, if you just let it dry for a bit, then add another layer. You can build a really kind of, you can build a stripper lash. You can build what looks like a fake lash. It's my current squeeze and I love it. The other one is L'Oreal Paris Infallible Unlimited Mascara, which is $10.99 and it's on the high street. And it has that genius bendable wand and tapered brush. Obviously, Val Garland had something to do with that. And that's so that you can do the click-click bender and you can get into those, the conical, sort of, it's not conical, tapered brush, which is, it's a plastic brush, not a bristle brush, will find those tiny, tiny lashes on the inner and outer corners of the eyes that maybe you wouldn't see with a big fat brush like Kush. These two layer together so nicely. So if I use the L'Oreal one first and spin that wand in the right in the base of my lashes and wriggle it, and I don't have to use that mascara all the way to the end, let that dry for maybe 20, 30 seconds and then use the Milk Kush over the top. Whew! If you want mega lashes, that is the key. They are a great combination. So That's it. Which is basically all I want most of the time is big, full, fat, volumized, long lashes. So sorry, not sorry. That's a great combination. The matte brown in the Mali Beauty Muted Muse palette is beautiful. By the way, I should really mention that I'm talking about the Inspire palette, but there are a couple of other variations with different shades. They are all really, really lovely, but I've been using the Inspire palette. But the matte brown in the Inspire palette is really easy to use as a liner. You can get an angled brush, pop that in some water, and use it wet to create precision, or you can use it dry with a stiff eyeshadow brush to create smoke. But what I'll mention here is that I have been using the Victoria Beckham for Estee Lauder Kajal pencil. Gosh, honestly, I'm not getting through my words well, am I? Right, the Victoria Beckham for Estee Lauder Kajal pencil in Java. It's super soft and it smokes out like a dream. You can blend it like nothing else. But it also wears really, really well on the waterline, which you wouldn't think. If you can make something, if something moves so easily with a brush, you wouldn't necessarily want to put it in the waterline because it would just gather and give you those nasty little sort of build-up of liner in the inner corners that look a bit not very nice. But it doesn't seem to do that. I've been using it a lot and I haven't had that experience. And because it's a really rich coffee coloured brown, it's great for every day. Now, I am talking about this. It's not available anymore. That collection, the Victoria Beckham for Estée Lauder collection, is no longer available. But I just want to put a massive signpost. Imagine me, I've flown to the moon, I've got a flag, I've stomped it in the moon's surface. This is a flag that says, I am looking out for the Victoria Beckham makeup collection, which has been announced and is coming before the end of 2019. I'm beyond excited because there were products within that Victoria Beckham for Estee Lauder collection that were mind-blowing, that really excited me, and that I use to this day. And Sarah Creel, who has been on this podcast, is working with Victoria on that collection, and that makes me feel very, very excited. Let's move on. On my cheeks, I'm using the Tom Ford Soleil Sheer Cheek Duo in 84 Exotica, which is a whopping £60 in the UK, but I do love it. And it has a pink pan and a coral pan, so you can use the coral to add warmth. So for me, I have olive skin, and trust me, I used a lot of fake tan the other night, and I am looking very brown. So a little bit of that sheer coral in my cheeks reads as kind of... that's a natural tan. It's great. Or I can really lightly buff in the pink, which is not a subtle pink. It's quite a bright pink. But I can buff in that pink on the high points of my cheeks. Sam Chapman talks about using pink higher up on the face, on the cheeks. I think it was on a Pixie Woo, either the YouTube channel or her Instagram Live. And I've since adopted it and I'm sold. Because basically, whatever Sam Chapman and Nick Chapman say, I will do. They, trust me, I see them a lot in person and they always look incredible. The other day, I was sat next to Nick at a dinner and she wore this incredible makeup look and I essentially quizzed her, interrogated her. It wasn't a quiz because quiz makes it sound nice. I interrogated her and then for the next 5 days, I was the bitch that stole her look. I mean, I didn't do it publicly, but I just copied what she'd done because it just looks so, so good. It's amazing. So yeah, anything they say I do, and that pink higher up on the cheek really is a look, especially, I think Sam mentioned that it was about when you get a little bit older, and she's completely right, because you don't want like kind of that pink, healthy, young glow. It just looks fake. Whereas if you use it a little bit higher up, it looks much more sophisticated. The fact is that Tom Ford Blusher Duo, it's expensive, but it's the sheer part that I really enjoy because I am a repeat offender for overblushing. I have a lot of previous on poor use of blusher. It's a crime. I should get a mugshot. And this stops me from over-egging the face pudding, as it were. So all that's left after that, because I've got my eyes, I've got my complexion, and I've got my mascara, which is really the fundamentals, and my cheeks. So all that's left really for me is lips. And for this, I start by lining with Boldly Bare by MAC. I have actually quite a dark and pronounced and obvious, well, it's not pronounced, it's obvious. I have a very obvious lip line. So I actually mute it out and overdraw it with this Boldly Bare. It's the perfect nude on me. And I just fill in with whatever lipstick I have to hand that lives in the kind of nudie pink family. But it's usually B Beauty at Superdrug in Ooh La La, which is a £7 lipstick that has never done me wrong. Oh, apart from the fact that the lid to the lipstick comes off in your handbag. It's a mystery, but it happens. I have actually lost lids. I don't know how that's happened. Coming off and being in a different part of the handbag, I could handle. But coming off and disappearing makes me feel weird. But anyway, just beware. Maybe I sometimes find the key is to keep it, if you've got a tight pocket for a key in your handbag, stick it in there because it's less likely to move around and that lid is less likely to come off. And that really is it. And trust me, I put so much faith in these products and they really deliver. This is my, I haven't got time to really mess around with everything at the moment. I'm still, trust me, I moved in, but my beauty stuff is the last thing because I'm looking for storage solutions. If you have any links to great storage solutions, please do get in touch. But they are the, they really, really do deliver and I trust them. And that's the thing. I just want ease at the moment. And I like the fact that the cornerstone of this look is the is obviously the Mali Beauty palette. It's so beautiful to use and it's great, but it gives me the variety. I can use the purple one day, I can use the coral another day, I can use the browns, I can use the shimmers, I can use the taupe. It's just a brilliant base upon which to then move into something else. And that really is what's in my beauty bag right now. How do you feel about high-priced beauty products? What's your take on palettes? Do you use them? Do you like brands to make them for you in the way that Mali has this Muted Muse palette? Or do you prefer those palettes that you can build yourself, those custom-made, choose-it-yourself palettes? Do you think £60 is ridiculous for a blusher? I mean, I kind of think it is, but having used it, I really, really like it. And also, it's one of those palettes, the £2, they're embossed, and I've been using it for a while, and I haven't seemed to wear through that sort of, you know, the embossed bit, so they're slightly textured, they look like slightly quilted. Anyway, what do you think really, really works? Is there a product in your makeup bag that if you're traveling or if you're, you know, you're just like, do you know what? I haven't got time to mess around at the moment. Time's tight. I've got a lot of work on. I just want products that work. What are the ones that really stick out? Why don't you start a thread in the Facebook group? The link to join is in the show notes. It's closed. You've got to answer two questions. They're very easy. It's not a big barrier to entry, but answer those questions. I will approve you usually same day and put a link in the show notes and tell the other people in the group what you use. You can DM me if you feel like you've got a long list and you want to share or you want to show me pictures. DM me, so you can do that by, sorry, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter where I'm at Emma Guns. I'd really like to know what products you're using. Look, here are the facts. I've worked in the beauty industry for a long, long time and I've used a lot of products and I'm constantly trying new things, but I can't try everything. You will more than likely have tried things that I haven't, and I would love to know what they are. So join that Facebook group, share the love, share the information, and let's get everybody using the best products possible, right? Thank you so much for listening. It's been another pod a day in May. I will see you on the next one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.